From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Sergeant Michael Smith was one of the five law enforcement officers killed when a gunman fired on police at a peaceful protest on Thursday. Michael Walton says these are difficult days. I caught up with the head of the Dallas Fraternal Order of Police at an impromptu memorial outside of police headquarters. Two squad cars were covered with flowers and handwritten tributes to the city's police force.
It's just overwhelming grief from coming from the officers.
Walton didn't know all five of the officers who died, but he did work side by side with Sergeant Michael Smith.
I knew Mike for about 20 years now, and he was a friend. I mean, it's nothing special. You're just a friend.
Smith was also a member of Watermark Community Church in North Dallas. Every Sunday, he worked as a security guard beside a play area in the church's massive lobby. Hundreds of remembrances left on the church's Facebook page recall Smith's cheerful presence. Wes Butler heads the children's ministry at Watermark.
Mike was unassuming, and so people just loved him. And he was really an extension of our children's ministry because he loved kids.
Smith was an Army veteran, and he served on the Dallas Police Force for 27 years. Butler says Smith had a servant's heart, not one to talk about himself or his profession.
He wanted to know about you. He was engaged with, hey, what's going on in your world? And so it was clearly an area of passion for him. He served there for 25 plus years, and it was clearly what he loved to do. But he didn't talk about it that much because he wanted to know what was going on in the ministry. And hey, this kid needs help, or this family is here for the first time.
For Nathan Wagnon, who works at Watermark, one story stands out. A young boy was having recurring nightmares that he would be arrested and sent to jail. So his mom thought talking to an actual police officer would help ease her son's anxiety. In stepped Smith.
He pulled out his handcuffs, and the mom was like, this is not how I thought this was going to go, And Sergeant Mike was like, hey, let me show you these. And so he put the little boy's hands in them, and he was like, see, your hands don't fit in these because these are for men and you're a boy. Like, these are not for you, kind of thing.
For Wagnon, this is the kind of personality that is going to be missed at the church. Empathetic, encouraging, approachable.
We didn't just lose a DPD guy that worked with us. I mean, we lost a member and a friend and a gentleman who loved his church and loved people well.
Smith was 55. He leaves behind a wife and two daughters. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.